and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today we are talking dungeon crawl games, particularly relevant with the Mantic Kickstarter, which by the time you've heard this, probably started, almost certainly funded already, if Mantic Kickstarters are anything to go by. Dungeon Saga, The Dwarf King's Quest. But the question is, we've got Ben and Greg and Conrad.
Hello.
Hello.
I completely forgot to introduce you, chaps. Sorry.
Hello.
You do these on your own sometimes, Mike. You have to remember.
Yeah, but when I do them on my own, I'm... Hi, it's Mike again, and it's another quest. It's
very sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone red now.
That's the sun. Does that to you.
It could be. It could be. So the question is, why another dungeon crawling game?
It's a market that Mantic have decided that they want to tap.
Oh, he's just trying to tempt out the rant I had a minute ago before we started recording.
I'll try and say it rantily.
Is that even a word? I think a lot of people have fond memories of Warhammer Quest and Hero Quest and whatever version they've got to play, or both. And there has been the digital version of the game recently, which I believe has had really good success because nearly everybody I know has played it or wants to play it or downloaded it. So I don't know. I have a strong feeling that it's Mantic doing what Mantic do a lot and trying to fill a Games Workshop gap, which Games Workshop aren't filling themselves. Being at the 25th anniversary Kickstarter thing, didn't get to go through because of some copyright issues and stuff.
For Hero Quest, yeah.
It does feel like they've just tried to step in. Because, yeah, I guess there is, like Conrad said, there's a gap in the market where people do want it. But is there actually a gap there, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, I suppose that's my question. I mean, I certainly have very fond memories of Warhammer Quest.
As do I.
I'm fortunate that I still have a copy. I don't have all the expansions anymore, but I do have a copy of Warhammer. But then I have other Dungeon Quest games as well. And I suppose, I mean, do we want to define what we mean by a Dungeon Quest game? Or a Dungeon Bash game? Because when we were discussing off-air, there was some confusion about what we meant.
It's games like Descent, isn't it, where you've got monsters and heroes, and you're going down into a dungeon fighting monsters to achieve a quest goal in some way, shape or form. With potential progression as well.
So, yeah, I mean, for me, dungeon crawlers are always come across more like playing D&D, but it being more board gamey and less roleplay. Like,
yeah, I'd say that as well.
So would we call Zombicide a dungeon crawler game then?
That's a very good question, Greg. Because, yeah,
you've got progression.
It is.
You're wandering around a set area. You're killing stuff. You know, your characters progress. You get loot. You have a set mission.
Yeah,
they don't progress between games, though, do they? Currently, I guess that's one of the differences. Whereas, like Descent, you can do, obviously, and Warhammer Quest, Hero Quest is sort of the point of it.
But a lot of people don't. I mean, I knew, certainly back in the day, lots of people would play Warhammer Quest just with the stock heroes out of the set, and you wouldn't progress, and you would fight the same, because then you didn't have to go and find the more powerful monster figures. You could just use what came in the game. But I think Zombicide certainly does qualify. I mean, the other one we were talking about before we started recording was Super Dungeon Explore. And, I mean, to me, Super Dungeon Explore is completely a dungeon crawl game.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
Again, it fulfills the requirements. You're running, you're a group of heroes running around, killing monsters, looting their bodies before they get to the big boss at the end and kill him.
Yep.
I guess what we're saying, though, is there's a lot of sub-genres in the genre, really, though, yeah. Isn't it, I guess?
I was about to say, is it simply that there's one particular genre that might be a bit too packed?
Yeah, I mean, if we're looking at the Mantic thing as well, I think also for them, it's they get a group of people that other things don't, because actually Descent is out there, and Descent's amazing.
Yep.
And there's not really, if you really do want a fantasy dungeon crawl game, you should just probably be playing Descent and not waiting on Mantic's one. But I guess a lot of people that like play war games probably don't, might not even know about that if they're not into board games traditionally. But a lot of war game people may have played the GW war games in the past, tabletop board games in the past. So that might be another part of the market, obviously, that they're trying to get.
Yeah, and Descent is by Fantasy Flight these days, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the many board games that's under them now, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's an excellent dungeon crawler. Many, many expansions for it. I suppose one of the things that might stand sort of, you know, the Warhammer quests and this forthcoming Mantic one away from Descent is the quality of the figures.
Yeah.
The Descent ones are very much bendy plastic board game type.
They're the higher end of that, but yeah, and the current Descent boxes have got quite good quality board game pieces. But yeah, if you're comparing them to your tabletop war game stuff, then yeah, obviously they're a bit rubbish.
Yeah, and then because I mean, they're, you know, one of the other ones that I've played has been the AD&D board games, the Ravenloft game. And it suffers, you know, it suffers the same thing, is that the models that you're using are far closer to board game pieces than tabletop gaming miniatures. And I suppose is that one of the things that would set, the Mantic one. And I mean, we're recording without having seen the Mantic one, but I mean, say even Warhammer Quest. Apart from those, it would be the quality of the models. From us as tabletop wargamers looking at them?
I think with a dungeon crawl stroke game like this, it's also about quantity of stuff as well as the game itself. Because, I mean, one of the biggest problems I had with these things is they do become repetitive. And also you run out of models. So quality of model also comes into it as well. Because if you're just getting scabby bits of plastic, then what's the point, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose one of the other things that with a dungeon crawl game is the whole relation between the players, isn't it?
Yep.
And I suppose that's one of the things that sets Zombicide apart, is the truly cooperative nature of it, rather than, you know, in Descent, your one player is the overlord and everyone else is the heroes. I wonder if that makes a difference, and the ability to play a truly cooperative game is, you know, where the market wants to go. Because if I remember rightly, didn't Warhammer Quest, wasn't that truly cooperative? You were just playing against the deck.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, and that's certainly one of the big selling points for the new edition of Super Dungeon Explorer to me, is that they have rules for that, so that you can play as a group against a deck rather than play as a...
Yeah, when against a kind of overlord or whatever.
The controller. But, I mean, I suppose my real question is there a gap, I suppose it comes back to what I said at the beginning, is there a gap in the market for it? And Ben, I think you probably hit the nail on the head, is that people just don't know about the others.
I mean, I would say it's good timing. Board gaming itself is a lot more popular at the moment, and I don't know, like, Mantic have done successful Kickstarters in the past, so they're going to get people probably, like you said, by the time this comes out, it's probably already hit some stretch goals and stuff, I imagine. So the answer is probably yes, but only if you didn't really go looking for it in the first place. But we're all magpies, aren't we?
I'd be curious to see the rules for it as well. I mean, they might be doing something particularly special rules-wise. you know, as you were saying, Mike, with Zombicide, the one of the big draws to me was the fact that it was a little bit different. Like you didn't need someone sorting out what the zombies were going to do. You know, you had a couple of rules and you sat down and that just happened and you could all just crack on between your mates and, you know, abuse each other or whatever. You know, give us suitable jives for the people who that get everyone killed. And you can play the game. You don't have to compete against each other. You can just sit back and crack a beer.
Yeah. Dave, who of course has been with us up till now, but isn't in us on this one, is trying to tell me that Zombicide isn't a dungeon crawl because it misses one crucial element, which is the discovery of the dungeon as you go, which would rule out Super Dungeon Explorer as well.
Yes, it would.
I guess sort of that's the reason I was confused whether or not it would count. But like we said, I guess it spits off different things, and the GMing part of it is actually one of the things as well, isn't it? Like some people might not want to, and that's the reason Zombicide can work. But whereas some people do want it, like I said earlier, like playing Dungeons and Dragons, but I don't know, a little bit less in character and a bit more getting just to roll dice and move some toys about.
Yeah.
I think it's a market that it's trying to access as well, because traditionally sort of the role playing with the games master and things like that has got this the whole geekiness about it, whereas having something that is you don't have to get embarrassed to drop into character or whatever, you know, is probably the appeal of these sorts of things to a certain extent. You don't have to put so much effort into it, you know.
Well, maybe. I mean, I think some of the most fun I've had in gaming in the last year, though, has been playing a dungeon crawl.
Yep.
You know, there's a guy down the more casual club that I go to who has built a massive dungeon using Hearst Arts molds. You know, it's all painted up and stuff, and we're pushing out old Citadel miniatures through it, and he's using a set of Hero Quest rules, so very, very simple. You know, roll the dice, and if you get more hits than your opponent gets shields, then you do a wound to them type thing. And those gaming sessions have been 3-4 hours worth of gaming going through a dungeon, and it's been the most fun that I've had gaming for ages.
Yep.
So I do think that there's something that appeals to gamers about the idea of a dungeon crawl. And there's certainly, people are still marketing them. I mean, there's a new Wild West one that was kickstarted recently, Shadow of Brimstone, which is a dungeon quest crossed with Cthulhu mythos, crossed with cowboys. But it's the same, you know, it's the same basic things. It's wander down, find the dungeon, kill the bad guys, get the treasure. And at the end of the day, isn't that what Skyrim is?
Yep.
I mean, it is really, isn't it? I mean, we talk about, you know, these computer game people talk about Skyrim or equivalent games being, you know, these wonderful role-playing experiences, but they're not really, because you're not interacting with anyone. So you can play your character in your mind and go, well, my character wouldn't do this way, but at the end of the day you're going into dungeons and getting treasure and going, oh, is this equipment better than the equipment that I've got at the moment?
Yeah, yeah, but you do that in D&D and stuff as well. I feel that's a different argument for another time, but you're right. I mean, video games have had that forever. I mean, people refer to segments of games as dungeons, whether or not they're dungeons, like, you know, from things like the original Zeldas all the way to Skyrim, you know, like you have the exploration and you have dungeons, as it were. So yeah, definitely, I agree with that. They are dungeon crawl games, just on your own with a pad or keyboard and mouse.
Hmm. I don't know. I like dungeon crawlers. I like the whole idea of the mechanics. One of the games that I have in my head that one day I will write is a spy game. Based in the 1960s spy game movies, but at its heart, it's a dungeon crawl. It just happens to be spies running through an evil overlord's base to get to solve the mission. But it is completely a dungeon crawl game. All right. Well, anyone else got anything to add on Dungeon Crawlers? No?
No.
Right, nope. Well, that was...
Mantic are doing their normal cleverly disguised play into a niche market.
Yeah, not Warhammer Quest it will be called. I mean, at the end of the day, though, to be fair, like, it's the only thing I could really think of that's the exact equivalent to a fantasy dungeon crawler that's big right now is Descent, and that's it. I guess there is a gap in the market, because who says there's only one space?
Yeah, no, true, and I know that there are other people who want to enter into that market. So, it's obviously there. Well, flipping heck, an episode that's almost exactly the right length.
I was about to say, there's almost certainly room for a sci-fi one. I can't think of too many sci-fi ones. Apart from
level 7 stuff.
Apart from level 7, yeah.
But, we were going to make you brought up an interesting point. As a sci-fi game, though, do you want to play a dungeon crawler game, or do you want to play Space Hulk type games?
I do love Space Hulks. So.
I was going to say Space Hulks are almost part way there, though.
But you're not. But it's got certain bits, but your layout is normally predefined, yep. And you're not looting the monsters for treasure and things.
No, that is true.
But no. I mean, my experience with sci-fi gamers is they want Space Hulk.
I don't know. If you were sci-fi pirate type guys or something like that, junkers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, because the Doom one was very dungeon crawly, but I don't think they make it anymore.
No, well, interestingly, of course, that's what Descent is based off, isn't it? They took the mechanics from the Doom game and modified them for the fantasy market.
And the Doom one was a apart from, you didn't loot the bodies, but you found loot in the rooms and.
Yeah.
You did kind of explore the map, as it were.
That's a good shout. I love some of the miniatures for the Doom game. I wish I had them.
Yeah, they were super.
eBay? But no, I mean, that's a good shout. No, maybe there is. Maybe there is a market for a science fiction one. The ragtag Firefly-like crew. I know, certainly, that's when I first saw the stuff for Sedition Wars.
Yes.
That's what I was hoping Sedition Wars was going to be.
Yeah,
but it's much more Space Hulk, like you said, I guess.
More Space Hulk. Yeah, I mean, I was hoping for... did you guys ever play the Dead Space games?
Yeah.
Yes, super.
I was hoping for something like the Dead Space games where you're going through...
Which thematically, the Sedition Wars seems exactly the same, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was hoping for, and instead you did get Space Hulk. With a load of rubbish resting.
Yeah, it should just been a lot more scroungy, I guess, in the game than it would have fulfilled that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's get designing, guys. I think we found our niche.
Yeah, there we go. It can be a bendyboards.co.uk production.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a copy of a Doom board game on eBay for 50 quid.
There you go. Everyone on this call is now sniping away.
Like somehow it's at £100.
Oh, how did that happen? All right. See, we were going to finish on time, but now we're not. So until next time, I've been Mike.
I've been Ben.
I've been Greg.
And I've been Comrade.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.